Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So today we're going to talk about a topic that occurred to me as I was listening to an interview that Rabbi Turetsky did with his Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig Shlita. And toward the end of the interview, or at some point in the interview, Rabbi Turetsky was asking Rabbi Rosenzweig about his Talmidim, meaning he was saying that you seem to have such high regard for your Talmidim. What would it take for, what would a Talmud have to do for you not to like him anymore? And it was an interesting question. And the way Rav Rosenzweig responded, it really occurred to me that he has this tremendous kavod for his Talmidim, a tremendous amount of respect for his Talmidim. So I thought it would be a good opportunity to talk about today the inyan of kavod for one's Talmidim. We often talk about it the other direction, that kavod one has to show to a Rebbe, kavod one has to show to a parent, kavod one has to show to a spouse. But what about kavod from a Rebbe to a Talmid? So again, I'm using the Sefer Toras HaKavod, Rabbi Rafi Stahl, from Boca Raton, Florida. And Simon Yeralev, he talks about the kavod that a Rebbe has to show to a Talmud. May chitesi that there's any such inyan. The Gemara Maseches Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph tells us, Amar Rabbi Yavo, minayin l'rav sh'leyeshev al gabi mito v'yishanu l'talmido al gabi karka, that a Rebbe shouldn't sit up on a high bed and teach his Talmidim who are sitting down on the ground. Shemar v'atapo amodi madi. And the Meiri writes, Yizar Arav Shleish al Gabito v'Talmid of Yosh al Gabe Karka Ela Yachluk Lohem Kavod v'Yashve Osam Imo. That if the Rebbe is sitting on a chair, the Talmidim should sit on a chair because that is kavod that the Rebbe should show to the Talmud. Now, the Ran, quoted in the Ketz Mishnah in Ilchus Talmud Torah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Beis, says, no, that's only if the Talmud has smicha, that's not going to apply to other Talmidim, but still, you at least see a kernel of this inyan that a Rebbe has to show kavod to a Talmud. Why, though? Why does a Rebbe have to show any sort of kavod to a Talmud? So there are four possibilities that Rabbi Stahl mentions in the Sefer. Number one, he points out that the Rambam in Perek Halacha Yud Beis and Yud Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah writes, "Kishem shatalmidim chayiv b'kvod harav." Kach harav tzorich lechabed es talmidav ulekarvon, that a Rebbe has to be mechabed es talmidav and be mekariv them. Kach amru chachamim yichvod talmidcha chavolav kishal chavercha. It's a chazal that you have to be mechabed your talmidim. Vitzorich adam lizar b'talmidav ulo ohavon shehem habanim hamahanin ba'olam hazeh olam haba. That the talmidim are the banim from whom you get hana'a in this world and the next. And there the Rambam highlights the first reason to be mechabed talmidim, because you get so much from Talmidim. Umi Talmidai, Yoser Mikulam. The Hana'a one gets in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba comes from the Talmidim. A person's lasting impact comes from the fact that even after the person is gone, he has Talmidim that are still perpetuating the Torah that he taught and the legacy that he left. The Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos in the first paragraph of Pirkei Avos that there are three different types of relationships. Hachaverim shlosha sugim. There's what's called a chaver l'toweles, a beneficial relationship. There's a chaver hana'a, where one gets pleasure from the relationship. And then there's a chaver l'dover na'ale. There's a chaver that the relationship creates this elevated way of living, this elevated status. And he says, that's the Zewa Chavar Shetziva B'Knioso V'ukagon Chavrus HaRav L'Talmud V'Talmud L'Rav. That's the Chavrus between a Talmud and a Rav. So in that sense, the Rebbe becomes a more fulfilled person. He gets to experience this very special kind of relationship. Another inyan, or possible explanation, as to why a Rebbe has to be mechabed a Talmud, the Maral explains the Gemara in Tainus Dav Zayin. The Gemara says, why is it ma'etz katan, not why is it, but ma'etz katan madlikas agadol, avdivrei Torah haktanim chadedin es agadolim. That just like when it comes to fire, you take a small match and that lights a huge bonfire, so in order for a great person to be ignited, for his intellect and his neshama to be ignited, he has to have someone smaller do the igniting. And the Maral explains, in Derech Chayim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin, that the reason is that the Eitz is not Mekabel the R, Talmud Chacham Gadol is not going to be Mekabel anything on his own. He needs someone to be Mechadit him by asking Shailas. He needs someone to challenge him by asking questions. And that's the role that the Talmud has. By asking questions and by challenging him, it forces the Talmud Chacham to formulate things in a particular way. And through those formulations, he becomes greater. He becomes someone who's more well thought out and understands the inyan better. A third reason that a Talmud, that a Rebbe has to honor a Talmud, is that a Rebbe can only realize his full potential through teaching Talmidim, meaning when someone is Ola L'Gedula, they achieve Kapara, and he achieves a certain level of potential, but even in learning, he only achieves his full potential through Talmidim. I can recall each time I had to make a decision personally in my own career, whether to teach in one place or another place, every time I spoke it over with Moreinu Rav Shechtu Shlita, he said, where are you going to have stronger Talmidim? It was Ki'ilu, that's all he was concerned about. Where are you going to have stronger Talmidim? Because if you're going to have stronger Talmidim, they're going to make you better. They're going to make you someone who knows how to learn better, and you want to try to maximize as much of your potential as you can. Not that people who deal with Talmidim that are not as strong in learning are also doing God's work and doing very, very important things. But if you have the ability to realize a greater level of potential, that's what Rav Shechtu thought, that a person should try to excel in Talmud Torah. I asked him if he would say the same thing about everything. Would he say the same thing, like if a doctor was choosing between two, where would you become a bigger Talmud Chacham? You know, if you take that job or that job. He said, no, you're a Rebbe. Your job is to be a Talmud Chacham. So that's why I told you that you should pick the place where you're going to be a bigger Talmud Chacham. But if your job is to be something else, then maybe there are other considerations that would be taken more into account. And then there's the Michtam Eliyahu in Chelek Gimel, page 31, discusses just the incredible connection that a Talmud and a Rebbe have. He writes, "Kasha Talmud Mekabelis Torahs Rabbo, Vu Davak Berabbo Dveikus Pnimius Levavis." When there's this heartfelt connection between the Talmud and the Rebbe through the Torah that's taught, Oz magiyim liichud pnimi. There's this internal connection, this unity. Umeschabrim keechon mamish. They become like one. V'kala mechubar la Torah tar. And that which is mechubar to the Torah is also Torah. So you also have this this relationship that is unique in a relationship to Torah. That in a relationship that's built on Torah. Just yesterday I had the opportunity to take some of the talmidim here to meet Rav Yisrael Reisman Shlita, Rashiva Tarvada. And one of the Talmidim asked him to talk about his relationship with Rav Pam, Zichrono Livracha. And he said, my relationship with Rav Pam was purely built on Torah. It was purely built on all of the Torah that he taught me, the Mahalich he taught me and how to learn Torah, all the Hadracha. He said there was very little else outside of Torah that the relationship was built on. Of course, it naturally flowed that when it came to life Eitzah and things like that, he would then go to Rav Pam, but it all was based on the foundation of Torah, and that created this incredible, incredible bond. Rav Shimon Shkap writes in the Sakdama to Shari Yosher that just like the Ribbono Shlom has a deal with us, that there are countless Mamari Chazal that tell us that that if a person gives a lot of tzedakah, he's going to become wealthy. And Rav Shimon Shkap explains that the reason for that is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us money, he's giving us an investment, and he wants to see what we do with the investment. So if we use it wisely and we give tzedakah, we take care of Hashem's children with it, he's going to give us more money, because he's going to want us to do more mitzvos with it. So too, says Rosh Hashanah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Talmidim, we're supposed to do our best with them, and if we do well with them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us more Talmidim, and it'll give us more of an ability to impact. He'll trust more of his children with us. He makes that link between the Talmidim and financial success. Now, in terms of the way it works. Now, although there is such a din, such an inyan, that a Rebbe has to be mechabel the Talmud, there are limits to that kibud. The Rambam writes in Perikei Halacha Ches, Kala Moneya Talmido Milashamsho, Moneya Menu Chesed Uporg Menu Yerushamayim, that a Rebbe has to allow his Talmud to be Meshameshim, that the Talmud has to be Meshamesh a Rebbe, and the Rebbe has to allow it to happen, because that's the way the Talmud develops a sense of Yerushamayim. I remember I once, just a couple of years ago, I drove Rav Shechter to the airport, and he said, I picked him up from the airport, and he when I dropped him off at his house, he said, why did you pick me up from the airport? I said, well, because I wanted to drive you home from the airport. Why not? Gadol Shimusha Yosem Milimudo. He said, no, that's for the Talmidim. You shouldn't be doing that. I said, I am a Talmud. I'm insulted. I said, I am a Talmud. He said, no, it's for the younger Talmidim. You shouldn't, it's not right for someone your age that you should be driving me around. He said, and because you know already that that's not what Gadol Shimusha Yosemi Limudo means. Gadol Shimusha Yosemi Limudo doesn't mean you're going to pick up the Rebbe's dry cleaning and you're going to drive him to the airport. It means that you're around him enough and talk to him and learning enough that you pick up on the Hanhagos and the Hakpados that he has and the different things in learning. That's what Gadol Shimusha Yosemi Limudo means. But you got to be around the Rebbe in order to pick up those things. So the Rambam says the Rebbe should allow the Talmidim to be around in order to pick up those things. It's interesting, Rabbi Reisman told us yesterday that he once drove Rav Palm to the hospital for one of his treatments, and Rav Palm said, I allowed it once, I'm not allowing you to do it again. You stay in the Beis Medrash and you learn. This isn't what you're supposed to be doing. So Rabbi Reisman also had the kasha, Gadol Shimusha Yosemi Limudo, but that lechora is the answer. But anyway, additionally, the Rambam writes that Ein Roy L'Rav Lino Kalus Rosh B'fnei HaTalmidim V'lo Lischot B'fnei V'lo Lechov Lishto Siman P'tei Shtei Emoso Olein V'yumudu M'menu B'mehera. That there has to be a certain sense of kavod that is maintained, that the Rebbe should not act in a way that he's viewed as an equal, as a chaver, as a friend of the Talmidim, where they're not going to respect him enough to want to learn Torah from him. And not only that, sometimes the Rebbe has to even get angry at the Talmidim. The Rambam writes, although this is no longer the style, because people are very fragile in our generation, and if we were to behave in this way, we would just break the Talmidim, we wouldn't be building them, we wouldn't be helping them, but in a day an age where you can actually, we're being makbir on Talmidim, where we're being demanding of Talmidim in an aggressive way, actually worked, and it made them step up and want to become better. So the halacha is that you're supposed to do such a thing. The Rambam writes that im nikar l'rav shehein misrashlin b'divrei Torah misrapin alein l'fichach lo yivinu, if the Talmidim don't understand shir, not because of intellectual inability to understand it, but because they're being lazy, they're not trying hard enough. So he says chayiv lirgos alein ulachliman b'dvarim kedei l'chadadon. You have to get angry at them and you have to humiliate them and use strong words against them in order to be able to sharpen them. Again, you have to know how the Talmidim are going to react to that. But that was the old Litvisha style, right? That used to be people who were in Rav Soloveitchik's year before his year of Triple Avelus, when he was still, before he softened, they said that, it was frightening. They would hide behind the pole and they were terrified of him. He would yell, ah, shikar, ah, go, you say a svara that he didn't like and they would go at you. And that was the way all of the Litvisha Gedolim developed strong Talmidim. And the Rambam goes on, V'yesh l'rav l'hatos asal talmidim m'sheilosav. You should also, dafka, and you see in Chazal, a lot of times the Gemara does this, the Gemara tells us that Amoraim did this, that to plant in your shir things that are incorrect. So the Talmidim will say, wait a second, that's wrong. And you'll say, ah, good, I'm glad you caught that. That you dafka want to make it exciting, so you should dafka say things that keep them on their feet, that keep them on their toes, so that they'll be able to respond. Now, just one final halacha relating to the kavod a Rebbe has to show to a Talmud, in Darkei Moshe, in Yardes, in Reish Rem Dalid, he writes, Kasav Agos Maimonios, Parak Hei, the Talmud Torah, Garsin B'Yerushalmi, Ein Torah Omedes Bifnei Bina. What does that mean? That Ein a Rav Omed Bifnei Talmido, that a Rebbe doesn't stand up for his Talmidim. A Talmud could be a Talmud Chacham, he walks into the room, the Rebbe doesn't stand up. Mikan Pasuk Ram, the She'ein a Rav Omed Bifnei Talmido, Afilu Hu Chacham Gadol, even if the Talmud is a big Chacham. And then he quotes Ramach, but Chazin on the Maharam, Davakovid, he dur the Talmidov, Afilu Losan Shloyu Chashuv and Kolkach. That apparently the Maharam had such a practice that he would at least give a small acknowledgement, like the way most people stand up for Talmid Chacham nowadays, which is not correct, where they give it a little bounce, like, yeah, I see that you're there, just kind of acknowledgement, instead of actually standing up lo kamaso like you're supposed to. That's what a Rebbe can do for a Talmud. So the Ramah Paskins is in Shulchan Aruch, in Yardei, Reish Mem Dal, Sivches, Vafilo, Rav Talmido, Yaslo, Hidur Ketzas, that a Rebbe for a Talmud can give a little bit of Hidur. So it's this delicate balance that the halacha seems to be painting for us, that on the one hand, the Rebbe has to be mechabed his Talmidim, he has to worry about the kavod of his Talmidim, that they should not be viewed as people who are mevuza and low-level people. And on the other hand, the Rebbe has to maintain the nature of the relationship where he's the one passing on the Masorah and passing on the Torah to the next generation, which requires a certain amount of respect for the Rebbe and his position. And then, of course, you have to factor in the social realities of the situation and what's going to cause the Talmidim to want to become greater, to want to become better. I'll just close with one of the things that Rabbi Reisman told us yesterday when I brought a number of the Talmidim over. He said that he had an old issue of Hapardes that someone had given him from from like the 1950s, and he was flipping through the drushas that all these rabbanim contributed to the journal, and he saw that those rabbanim whose names he recognized all had drushas that were positive. They were all about, and we're rebuilding Torah, and it's going to be good, and we're doing chesed, and we're doing, it was all positive. And he said, then there were a bunch of rabbanim whose names he didn't recognize. And all of those drushas that they had were all negative. This is terrible, and Torah is lost, and it's, you know, everything is falling apart, and America is treif and tameh. So he said, you see from there, that for a Rebbe to inspire Talmidim, for a person to be a builder of Torah, you need to have a positive attitude. A person who's a positive person is much more likely to be a successful builder. He dafka singled out Rabbi Teitz. He said Rabbi Teitz in particular, his drushes were so positive, and Rabbi Teitz of Chana Levracha was such a great builder of Torah in America. Okay, with that, everyone should have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos, and Bez Hashem will continue next week. I'll keep posted on the WhatsApp in terms of when the Shiurim are going to be.
Thank you.